Welcome to the teaching ministry of Stephen Fraser and Life of Faith Bible Church, an outreach dedicated to helping you triumph in every area of life. Now here's Pastor Fraser with today's message.
I don't know, lately I just keep wanting to sing, "Yes, Jesus Loves Me." Hallelujah. Yes, He does. How do we know He does? Well, thank God the Bible tells us so. I'm so glad we don't have to rely on our flaky feelings. Feelings can be flaky because they could be one way one moment and another way another moment. And that goes for all of us. That's everybody. I mean, we're talking about the flesh. We're talking about your feelings according to the flesh. That's just how it is. So you need to understand that about that part of you and not be led by it. We want to be led by the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God will always lead us in line with the Word of God. And the way we get to know the Spirit of God and His leading is through the Word of God. You got to get in the Word and let the Word of God show you about God. And of course, you know, the Word of God isn't something you're going to figure out. It's going to be taught to you by the Spirit of God, who is also known as the Spirit of Truth. He is the Spirit of Truth, and He will lead you and guide you into all truth as you get in the Word of Truth. He's the one that makes it real to you. He's the one that brings revelation of God's Word to you so that it's not just head knowledge, but it's, man, it's alive on the inside of you. It's real to you, and it's something you can live by. Something you can live by in life. God's Word will strengthen you in your spirit, man. It'll supply you with all the nourishment that your spirit needs to live the God kind of life. And God wants us to live His kind of life. He doesn't want us to live the life of an animal. He doesn't want us to just live the life of a mere carnal, fleshly, sinful man. No, He's got an abundant life for us. He's got His life for us. And that's what you and I are supposed to be living. Walking in partnership with God. Imagine that. God is our partner. And thank God we can have that now through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus has removed the barrier between us and God. He's removed the sin. He's removed the offenses so that now we can come before God unashamed. We can approach Him boldly, confidently. And we can walk hand in hand with him in life. And even if we stumble along the way on life's journey, you know, we stumble into something, do something that isn't right. Thank God He said, "I'll never leave you or forsake you." But He's right there trying to help you. You stumble a little bit, He's trying to help you. Praise God. And just because you stumbled, that doesn't mean you stopped walking. That just means you stumbled in your walk. But thank God you could straighten yourself right up. Holy Spirit, I'll pull you up. He's not going to kick you. He's not going to feed you. You know, if you start stumbling, He's not going to go, "Oh, you're going to stumble, all right. Put His foot out there and trip you. Just knock you down altogether." No, He's not looking to knock you down. He sees you stumbling. He wants to be there to help you. And the Holy Spirit is referred to in the Word of God as our helper. And He's the one who is here with us right now to lead us and guide us in all truth, to help us in every area of life, help us to walk this victorious, overcoming, abundant life that God desires for us to have. So we're in good hands. We're in good hands. Amen. I'm not talking about some kind of life insurance. I'm talking about life assurance. I'm talking about a blessed assurance. I'm talking about being in the good hands of Almighty God. Hallelujah. And that gives you assurance. Assurance that, bless God, you're going to go over in life. You're going to succeed. You're going to come through all the obstacles in life. And you're going to come through it and come out on the other side of it better. Better than before you even went into it. That's God's guarantee to us. God is a God of guarantees. Praise God. I'm thinking of Brother Jonathan yesterday. Had some severe pain hit him yesterday. And turned out it was a kidney stone. Hope you don't mind me sharing. And your wife shared it all over Facebook, so it don't matter anyway. And, But man, he was, I mean, really knock you out kind of pain, you know, just knock you out kind of pain. Ended up going into the emergency room, you know, and I went up there with him. And as soon as I walked in the room, the anointing just began to flow. You could feel the tangible presence of God just begin to flow, power just flowing out of my hands. You know, the Bible says believers will lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Yeah, because believers are full of the Holy Spirit of God. He lives on the inside of us. So that power, I mean, it just kept flowing and flowing and flowing. Of course, they had given him some morphine or something, but he still was, you know, feeling that pain. But just soon afterwards, man, the power of God was being administered to him, and that pain just subsided. It subsided very quickly. Nurse came in the room, said, "What's your pain level?" He said, "Oh, a 4, maybe a 2 or something like that." And before, they dismissed him. They just said, "Well, get out of here." They didn't quite say it like that, but they might as well. And they just go ahead and kicked him out. Before we know, we're standing out in the parking lot just walking out to the car. And here he is today playing the bass up here. Yeah. Hallelujah. So God's good. Remember Brandon, Brother Brandon, man, he went over to the hospital and had tremendous back pain. And it's just severe, couldn't move kind of pain. And same kind of thing. We went in there and just hung out a little bit and talked the word of God, and his faith just got strengthened. And next thing you know, we just walked out of that place, right? We're standing out in the parking lot thinking, now how did we get out of here? I mean, just a little while ago, he was in severe pain in the emergency room, and now we're just standing out here having a conversation out in the parking lot like nothing ever happened. Man, that's the kind of God we serve. Guaranteed victory if we'll follow him. If we'll put our trust in him, he'll get us out of any crisis. And you come out stronger, don't you? You come out, your confidence in God, your faith in God is stronger than before the thing ever happened. You know, any kind of major trial or test that I've gone through, I mean, you hate that you're going through it when you're going through it. But after you've gone through it, you're glad you went through it because you got so blessed through it. Yeah. You know, I mean, you just learned so much. Your faith grew. Your faith in God grew. It just grew so much that, you know, you'd never want to do it again, but you're glad it happened. You know, you don't want to experience that trial and test again. But then when you think about what's on the other side of it, and that's just how it is in life, man. No matter what you're going through, physically, emotionally, mentally, it don't matter, man, materially, it don't matter. I'm telling you, put your faith in God and you're going to come through this thing and you'll be stronger on the other side of it. You'll be glad you went through it. You'll say, "Thank you, devil." Because God's not the one that puts us through it. He's not the one that puts us through it. It's the enemy trying to get in there, trying to hinder us from seeing the goodness of God and from receiving and walking in the blessing of God. The devil's, oh, he is our constant adversary. But any kind of thing that he ends up doing in our life all backfires on him. When you just focus in on the Lord, you put your faith in God and it backfires on him. He always ends up regretting what he did. Bible says, had they known these demons, they never would have crucified the Lord of glory. Had they known what the outcome was going to be, that he was going to rise from the dead, and through what he did at the cross, he was going to deliver all of mankind, anybody that put their trust in him. Come on. I mean, had the devil known that he was set up, he himself was being set up by lifting up Jesus on that cross, he never would have done it, never would have. And you know what? If he had ever known the things that he did in your life are going to turn out to produce the kind of things they've produced in your life because of your faith in God, he never would have done it. Sometimes I just tell them up front, if I see something coming, if I see a trial or test coming, I just tell them, I say, "Now, you know you're going to regret this." And sometimes it just backs off. It's really quite something. He goes, "You know, maybe on second thoughts, we'll think some more about this." Sometimes he withdraws his troops. But sometimes he can't. You know, he's just bent on it. He's just bent on causing problems. He's just a problem going somewhere to happen. He can't help himself. So sometimes he's just got to bring it on. And we've got to stand there with the confidence, with the knowing that God is for us. And if God is for us, who can be against us? We need to be able to stand with the kind of confidence. Looks the devil right in the eyes. Just look at him and say, "Bring it on. No weapon formed against me is going to prosper. But bless God, I'm going to prosper. I'm going to increase and I'm going to do better and better and better. Come hell or high water, glory be to God, I'm going over." And you know, that kind of attitude, the Bible says, is proof to the devil of his destruction, his coming, impending destruction in the lake of fire. To us, it's proof of our deliverance. that we are going to experience victory, and to him it is proof of destruction. So just keep smiling in the face of destruction. Keep smiling in the face of trials and tests. Just keep smiling. Just keep laughing. Praise God. Keep putting your faith in him. God's going to bring you through. Because God is for you. If God is for you, who can be against you? Praise God. Say, if God be for me, who can be against me? And God is for me. God is for me. You know, he's not just for you, he's in you. He's in you. So how it goes with you, it goes with him. Because he's made himself one with you. So he cares about the outcome of your life because he's got to live it with you. And he wants to live in victory. How many people believe God wants to live in victory? How many people, he deserves nothing but victory. He deserves nothing but good. So that's what he deserves. That's what belongs to him. And that's what he wants. That's what he wants. And he's in you. So therefore, that's what he wants for you. Hallelujah. God is in me. God is in me. God is in me. Say it. Say it again. Say it again. Hallelujah. We got to develop a God consciousness. We got to make ourselves more and more aware of how much he is with us, because that's when we're not going to have any fear. You know, Psalm 23, where it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, death is casting its shadow on everything. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Thou art when you know he's with you, you're not going to fear any evil. All fear is cast out. All fear is cast out. And then Isaiah said that you'll be far from oppression because you shall not fear. So if fear is cast out because you know he's with you, then you'll be far from oppression. The devil will not be able to oppress you, because without fear, it's impossible for the devil to do anything in your life. He needs you to cooperate with him. He needs you to partner with him. The devil needs our partnership. And we partner with him when we fear him. When we fear his words, when we fear his thoughts, when we fear his circumstances that he's trying to whip up around us. When we fear him, we partner with him. And I don't want to walk in partnership with the devil. I want to walk in partnership with the Holy Spirit. Because if I'm walking in partnership with the Holy Spirit, I'm guaranteed life, abundant life, good life, God kind of life. Because he is a guarantee. The Holy Spirit is a guarantee. He is guaranteed life. He is guaranteed health. He is guaranteed prosperity. He's guaranteed goodness when you plug into him, when you hook up with him, when you partner with him in life. He is a law. And we see that over again in Romans, the 8th chapter, Romans 8, in verse 2. It says, for the law of the Spirit. Notice that. The law of the Spirit. Well, who's the Spirit? Well, it's talking about the Holy Spirit. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Notice that he is referred to as the Spirit of life, and the Spirit of life is a law. What do you mean a law? An absolute, a guarantee, something that's been established, something that is unchanging, something that is solid. It works every time you work it. Every time you plug into it, the results are predictable. The Holy Spirit is the law of the Spirit of life. He is predictable when you partner with him in life. If you're going to move with the Holy Spirit, if you're going to flow with him, then the outcome is predictable. What's it going to be? Life. And that more abundantly. Because it's a law. He's not a Holy Spirit that is led by feelings. Although he has feelings, he's not led by feelings. He's not led by circumstances. He's not led by our emotional pleading. any more than gravity is affected by our emotional pleading. Gravity is a natural law, right? We talked about this, that if you throw something up, you know exactly what it's going to do every time. I mean, it's predictable, right? Unless you do something to violate that law or override that law, what goes up is going to come down. It's a law. It's absolute. It's established. It's solid. It's unchanging. It's fixed. It's going to happen. It's predictable. Well, see, it's the same way with spiritual things, with spiritual laws, which are all in the law of the Spirit of life. What you do in the Spirit is always going to produce predictable results. It's going to produce life. We see it over here. Hold your place there and go to Galatians. Galatians, the sixth chapter. It says in verse 8, "For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." Now, how often will you reap everlasting life when you sow to the Spirit? How often will you reap everlasting, unceasing, absolute fullness of life when you sow to the Spirit? How often is that going to happen? It's going to happen every time. Well, we just read over in Romans 8, it's a law. It's the law of the Spirit. It's something that is fixed, it's established, it's unchanging, it's predictable. So he's telling you right here the same thing as Romans 8, 2 is saying, except saying it a little differently, but it's basically the same thing. He's saying, if you sow to the Spirit, we could say, plug into the Spirit, or if you plug in or you partner with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, you hook up with Him, what's going to be the result? You're going to reap, or you're going to experience, you're going to manifest everlasting life. It's going to happen every time. Every time you do it. Whoo, hallelujah. It's an absolute thing. And this is so important to understand, because people don't treat God like He's a guarantee. But He's a guarantee. What He says is the way it will be. Who He is who He is. And nobody's going to change that. He is who He is. Whether you're good, bad, or ugly, it don't make a hill of beans of a difference. It's not changing Him. He is who He is. He is a guarantee. You want life? You go to Him. Jesus said this, "What father among you, if his son asked for bread, that father would give him a scorpion or a snake or some kind of evil thing?" He said, "What father would do that among you?" And he said, "If you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask Him?" What's he saying there? He's saying, listen, in the natural, among wicked men, wicked dads, evil dads, even among evil dads, if a son comes and asks his dad for a bread, his dad is not going to give him something evil, not going to give him something poisonous. He's not going to try to kill his son, right? In most cases, a normal dad is not going to do that. He's saying, how much more can you be guaranteed and rest assured that when you come to God in faith to receive from Him, you're going to get something good. You're going to get good things. You're going to receive life. You're going to receive blessing. Because that's all a part of life. The blessing of God. Healing is a part of life. Prosperity, prospering in life, doing better and better is all a part of life. And that's what God is all about. He is the source of all good things. So we come to Him and we can know without a shadow of a doubt what we're coming to receive from Him. If it's good, we're going to get it. If it's good, we're going to get it. And he's not going to say, no, you don't qualify. Actually, I'm going to give you something else here because I know what's better for you. And really, this trial and this test is really what you need. This is what you need in life. You know, that's not the scriptures. That's not the Bible. That's not God. But yet so many people talk that way. I had somebody just recently, you know, I was talking to them. They were sharing how some people would come to them and tell them, you know, I've asked God for things and, you know, he never answers me. He never answers me. And her response to that person, she said, was, oh, yes, he answered you. But his answer was no. And I had to bring correction and say, well, no, his answer is not no. Actually, it's the devil that tries to get between us and God and says the answer is no. And if we'll believe it and settle for it, then we'll end up with no. But when we understand from the scriptures, not man's opinions, when we understand from the scriptures about God and that all the promises of God are yes and amen. That's what the Bible says, that all the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yes and amen to the glory of God. It's always yes. God's not saying no. If it's good, it's yes. You come to him, what you gonna get? No. Or something bad. And God's gonna say, it's really good in disguise. You know, this bad thing is really something good in disguise. No, God will take the bad things that the devil tries to push on us, and if we'll trust God and not believe in what the devil's doing, God will turn that bad thing around for our good. And it'll turn out for our good, like we were talking about a little while ago. But God is not sending good things wrapped up in bad things. And God is not sicking the devil on us to teach us things. There are spiritual laws that are at work in the creation. Just like there are natural laws, there are spiritual laws. Notice this here in verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from, and here's another law, the law of sin and death. So we see there's another law. Sin and death. What is sin? Well, that's just simply violating the law of the Spirit of life. It's living contrary to the law of the Spirit of life, living contrary to the Spirit of life. It's plugging into yourself or plugging into other things, partnering through fear with the devil. That's all a part of sin, and that has guarantees too. That guarantees death. It's a law. Sin produces death. Galatians 6, he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. What's going to come back? Corruption. Things are going to corrode. Things are going to deteriorate. Things are going to diminish. Things are going to weaken. Things are going to die. That's what happens when people plug in to sin. It's a law. Death is not God punishing people for sinning. God isn't even mad at people for sinning. God's not looking at people in anger and saying, okay, because you did that, I'm going to do this. No, God doesn't react like that. God doesn't react out of emotions and out of the flesh. God is a spirit. It's a law that is in operation in this world that when you sow to the flesh, that's what you're going to reap. When you plug into the devil, when you plug into the devil's way of thinking, when you plug into the devil's way of living, then what's going to happen? Things are going to begin to rot. Things are going to deteriorate. Things are going to fall apart. Things aren't going to make any sense. Things are going to get very dark and things are going to die. That's what happens. It's not God punishing. And this law of sin and death, it's here in the world. It's here in this world. Because man released it in the very beginning. So just because people are experiencing death doesn't mean necessarily that they're even doing something wrong to earn it. It's just that's the law that's at work in this world. And mankind is by nature wrong. He's trapped in this law of sin and death. He's been trapped until Jesus came. Jesus came and overcame sin, and he overcame death, and he overcame the devil. And now he has established another law that you and I can plug into. The law has always been here, but we weren't able to plug. There was no outlet to plug into. We couldn't tap into that. Just like electricity. I haven't been on electricity. It's always been here. It's been here since God created the earth. Electricity has always been here. And yet for thousands of years, nobody was able to plug into it. Right? There were no plug outlets. There was no electrical sockets or outlets. There was nothing that anybody can plug into. So the Spirit of God's been here. But there hasn't been anything to plug into until Christ came. And now the law of the Spirit of life can be found in him. In Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. You come to Jesus as a believer. A believer is like the plug. Christ is the outlet. The Holy Spirit is the current. He's the power. Your believing, your faith in him is the plug that plugs you into Christ, which beyond Christ is this current of power. And it's the Holy Spirit. And you plug into that power of God. Hallelujah. And Fred, you want to stay plugged in. You want to stay plugged in to the law of the Spirit of life. And if you do, what happens? You'll live free of the law of sin and death. Because the law of the Spirit of life supersedes the law of sin and death. Supersedes it. Just like the law of thrust and lift in an airplane supersedes or overrides the law of gravity. Gravity is here on the earth. How many know gravity is here on the earth? God doesn't have to be mad for there to be gravity. Right? It's just here. And then men learned about this law of thrust and lift. And they created an airplane. And through the law of thrust and lift, they can defy that law of gravity. Isn't that right? When the law of thrust and lift is operated, it works every time. It works every time. I mean, you think about the confidence people have. They get inside this big metal tube. They get inside this thing knowing this thing is about to go thousands of feet up in the air. Right? I mean, this thing's about to go way up there. And they all, and every, there's people reading the newspaper. People are sipping their drinks, Sprite or something like that, you know? People are just relaxed. People that fly all that, they aren't even thinking about it. They have total confidence. They are not fearing the law of gravity. They're not looking out there going, gravity's out there. Gravity is all around this plane. We are about to go up in the air, and gravity is there. They have so much confidence in thrust and lift that they just relax, sit back, and every time it works, it just overrides gravity. It just soars through the air, goes as high as that airplane was created to go. Right? Well, friend, that's how it is with you and I now in Christ Jesus. It's like being in that airplane. We are in him. The Spirit of God is the thrust. The lift is the Word of God. Bible says that we are to set our mind on things above and not on the things of the earth. How do we do that? By setting our mind on God's Word. Put your mind on God's word. Lift your vision higher. Lift your thoughts higher. Lift your thoughts up to think God's thoughts, to think in line with his word. That's your lift. Lift your thoughts up through the word. God's words will lift your thoughts up. Keep your mind on his word. The Bible says perfect peace to those whose minds are stayed on him. Get your mind on higher things. Don't just focus in on the earth. Don't just focus in on all the natural things that are going on and thinking about all the evil things that are going on around. If you keep thinking on all the evil things and all the conspiracies and all the stuff that's going on in the world today, you are going to be full of fear. And if you're full of fear, you're going to partner with the devil. And you're not going to have any thrust or lift. All you're going to do is feel all the effects of gravity. You are going to be grounded. I said, you're going to be grounded. You ain't going to get up. You ain't going to go anywhere. You're going to be a victim in life. So you got to watch how much news you take in. You got to watch because your lift is dependent upon what you're thinking on. If you just keep thinking on this world, just keep thinking on natural things and all the politics and everything that's going on in this world, which is what the world's all full of, and the world's also full of fear. And the world is also passing away. People are experiencing high levels of corruption in their life. Sickness, disease, all kinds of terrible things, all kinds of curses people are experiencing all around us in life. Hospitals are popping up all over the place, just full of the sick, full of the afflicted. See, because there's so much fear in this world. That law of sin and death is just working so mightily in so many people's lives. Well, we don't want to follow just everybody. We want to follow God. And we need to come back and take word breaks. Set your mind. Yeah, but what does God say? You know, you find yourself talking too much about what's going on down here. You need to come back and say, yeah, but what does God say? You know, you sit down and do your budget. You know, you start working on your budget. Start looking at your finances. Looking at how much you need and how much you don't have and all that kind of thing. You know, every once in a while you just push this aside and say, hey, what's God up to? What's God saying over here? My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not lack. Now, we got some financial needs, but the Lord's good. Lord's going to bring us through it. Lord will provide for us. We're not going to worry about it. Sometimes we need to just take a break from the budget. Take a budget break. You know, just take break away from it. Set your mind. Set your mind. Set your mind. Set your mind. Why? Because if you don't, you're going to be grounded. You ain't getting up there. You ain't going anywhere. You're going to be subject to the law of sin and death. Because if you keep thinking on the things of the earth, you're going to do the wrong thing. You're going to say the wrong thing. You're going to do the wrong thing. You're going to sin. And what's that going to bring about? Corruption. Death. Right? Darkness. Weakness. That's all it's going to do. So you got to pull your vision up higher. Put your vision up higher. Put your vision. What does God say? What does God say? What does God say? Praise God. Then you got to step out on that word of God and trust that the Holy Spirit is your partner in life. I've got the Holy Spirit. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Man, and you just start stepping out, bless God, on the waters of life with the Holy Spirit, and you're starting to give it some thrust. Elevators up. Full throttle. Come on. Full throttle. Let's start going down that runway. And we know when we get that thing up just to the right amount of speed, praise God, we're looking up and look, and we're going to go exactly where we're looking. We're looking up. We're looking at the promises of God. We're trusting in his word. And we're going with the power of the Holy Spirit. We're not denying the power of the Holy Spirit in our life. God is in us. God is with us. We got the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we yield to the power of the Holy Spirit. We yield to the Spirit of God. You know, he wants to lead us. He wants to guide us. We need to follow him. Follow those convictions. Follow those inward impressions that he gives you. Follow that leading of the Holy Spirit. That's your thrust. Following the leading of the Holy Spirit is your thrust. Thrust, lift. What happens to the law of sin and death? Same thing that happens to the law of gravity. It has no effect on your life. Gravity no longer has any effect on your life. And you're just a soaring. Just a soaring through life. Praise God. Not intimidated by sin, not intimidated by death. So what happens if sickness comes along? Which is death at work in the physical body. What happens? What happens? Symptoms come along. A negative doctor's report comes along. Are we going to fear it? Huh? We shouldn't fear it any more than the people in that airplane fear gravity. We should be so confident in the law of the Spirit of life, knowing He works every time you work Him. He's the same. He's a guarantee. I said He's a guarantee. We're going to come right on through this thing. And we apply this spiritual law to the problem. Apply the spiritual law to the problem or the crises of life. And friend, what's going to happen? Guarantee what's going to happen. You're going to go right over it. You're going to overcome it. You're going to soar right on past it. Every time. So prayer isn't, oh God, please, would you, could you? No, that's not how we pray. No. We pray very scientifically. We pray very deliberately, knowing exactly what we're going to get when we pray. We're going to get exactly what we asked for. Because we're plugging into a spiritual law that does not change. I'm so glad God's a guarantee. A lot of folks treat Him like He's the great gamble. A lot of folks treat God like He's the great gamble. You know, prayer is like gambling. You know, what people call praying to the Lord many times is just playing their luck. It's not praying to the Lord at all. It's just playing their luck. Playing their luck. And, you know, we want to increase the odds by getting more people to pray with us. If we can get more people to pray with us, we can increase the odds of getting what we're asking for. And what they're calling the Lord is just placing religion on luck. It's really luck. Because that's what people are trusting in. People are trusting in luck and not the Lord. Believing in God, what people call believing in God, is nothing more than betting on the odds. It's not God. It's their odds. But friend, He's not the great gamble. I got news for you. He is a guarantee. I said He's a guarantee. You will hit the jackpot every time you sow into Him. Every time you connect with Him. Every time you put your trust in Him. And that's how spiritual things are. There are laws just like there are natural laws. And we have to understand that. This is how God is. So His feelings didn't change towards you. Just because your feelings change from day to day, God hasn't changed. This is very, this helps you feel really secure. This helps make you very confident. Secure when you understand how solid God is, how unshakable He is, how immovable He is, how He is who He is. And how He is what the Word says He is. And you can have the results that He says you can have every time if you'll trust in Him, if you'll plug into Him, if you'll partner with Him, if you'll believe in Him. Come on, somebody. Amen. Every time. So we're not wishing and praying, we're not hoping. That's gambling. Praying shouldn't be gambling. We should go in there with the guarantee that when we come out, we're coming out with what we asked for. What kind of confidence would we walk in if we believed these things, if we understood how solid God is? How much the same He is yesterday, today, and forever. How unchanging He is. How solid that would make us. How confident and secure we would be in life. And that's exactly how we're supposed to be. Even in the face of life-threatening circumstances. Look at these symptoms. Look at this situation. Okay, well, I'm just going to apply the law of the Spirit to it. I'm going to apply the law of the Spirit to it. I'm going to put some faith here in God. And faith in God is a guarantee. It is a law too. Did you know that? Romans chapter 3. Christianity has been turned into this, you never know, maybe, in his sovereignty, if he wants to. It might happen, it might not. Don't you dare tell God how it's going to be. God will say how it's going to be, however he wants to make it be, whenever he wants to make it be, and you can't be nothing but... People think it's arrogant, you know, to stand up in faith and say, I know it'll be exactly the way he already told me it's going to be. I already know the outcome here. That's how faith talks. It knows what the outcome's going to be. It treats God as the great guarantee, not the great gamble. And God likes it that way. Religion don't like it that way. People get offended that way. No, you're arrogant. No, I'm just believing the Bible. I am convinced this thing's going to fall when I let go of it. That's arrogance. If that wants to float, it might just float. Who are you to tell that cover that it's going to hit the ground when you let go of it? Who do you think you are? You're arrogant to think that you, what do you think, you know everything? That this thing's going to hit the ground when you let go of it? You don't know that. Nobody knows that until it happens. You can't really know until the thing actually, whether it actually hits the floor or not. You can't tell until it actually happens. Well, I know exactly what's going to happen. How about you? How many of you know that isn't arrogant? That's just intelligent. What a lot of religious folks call arrogance, it's just intelligence. It's just having understanding of God. It's just knowing the Bible. It's getting to know God, not through your circumstances, but getting to know God through the Word of God. That's how you're supposed to get to know Him. Get to know God through the Word of God. Yeah, Romans chapter 3. Verse 27, where is boasting then? Bragging, where is it? It is excluded by what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Faith is a law. Because faith is plugging into the law of the Spirit of life. It's plugging into God. Faith plugs into God. When you plug into God, you're going to have what you've asked for. Isn't that what Jesus said in Mark 11? Come on, quickly. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's walk out of here as bold as lions. Well, you never know. Maybe. I hope so. Well, what's going to happen when we pray for you about this situation? Well, I hope something happens. How many will know that's not faith? That is not faith. And so guess what? You're not plugged in. So you know what you're going to get? Whatever. Whatever. You know, electricity, like we said, it's here in this world. Thank God for plug outlets. It's a nice, neat way of just easily plugging in to electricity. And now, like I said, we have Christ Jesus to just easily plug into Him. Just put your trust in Him. You want to get from God? Go to Jesus. Go to Him. Plug into Him. Plug in. What do you mean? Believe. Put your trust in Him 100%. Don't doubt Him. But come to Him in faith. Come to Him believing. And you're going to get what you plug into. You're going to be able to receive from Him. That's a guarantee. But how many of you know people can also experience electricity in other ways? Like through a lightning strike. Right? How many believe it's possible to go outside, hold up an umbrella or some kind of metal rod or something like that in a lightning storm, and there's a possibility you might get struck? How many people know that that is a possibility? Is it a guarantee? No, it's random. It's kind of a random thing, right? That's how a lot of folks pray too. They go out there with their lightning rod, hoping to get something from heaven. Hoping to get something from heaven. Oh, God, can everybody lift up a rod? If we can all lift up our rods, our odds will increase of one of us at least getting hit. And then we can hold hands really quick when it happens and spread the love around. Right? Hold up your rods. And that's what a lot of folks are doing. They're praying and they're holding up their rods. And some people pray real loud. They got these really long rods. Some people go and they fly a kite and they put a key on the kite, you know, and they They put that up there. They try to get something to go in there. And they're waiting for some kind of random strike from heaven. And how many know sometimes it happens? Sometimes it happens. Some people get hit. There's been people that have been hit by lightning, right? And you know, there's been people that have been hit by the power of God. They just got in the right place at the right time. They just put enough metal up there. They just got around enough friction. They just got around that atmosphere. And man, bam! Boy, they got hit. And they got something from God. You know, they got something from, I'm talking about spiritually now. They got something from God. You can get things from God that way. Just random strikes of power. Glory to God. But it's random. It's not a guarantee, and you might never get it. And that's how a lot of folks praying for healing. Thank you, Lord, healing my body. I'm just believing that I'm going to be healed. I just thank you, Lord. I know you're a good God, and I know you're a healer, and I'm just thanking you. I'm just thanking you. And sometimes it never happens. And they die, and people say, I don't understand why Margaret died. We know she was believing God. I mean, she had this rod to God called prayer, man. I mean, she prayed. Nobody prayed like Margaret. And yet she died. That's right. It just didn't happen. The lightning didn't hit her because she was looking to heaven. See? She was looking to heaven. That's not a guarantee, looking to heaven for the answer. The guarantee is looking to Christ Jesus. He's the outlet. The guarantee is going over to him. Now, I can go outside on a stormy day and go, oh, come on, electricity. I need some electricity, man. I need some electricity. And I might not. I might come home exhausted. You know, just didn't get anything. Worked it all day long. Didn't get a thing. Right? Well, I could have just walked over to the outlet and said, I need a healing. And get it. Guarantee every time. The power is there every time. How many of you believe the power is there every time? That's right. It's there every time. Try it. Take a fork sometime. Stick it in there. See. The power is there. I said the power is there. It's a guarantee. I'm going to go with the guarantee. I'm not going to walk around with the lightning rod. Waiting for some kind of thing to hit me. Oh, God, please. Oh, God, please. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. No, why don't you just go with the guarantee? Why don't you just come in faith? Walk over to the Word of God, hallelujah, and in the name of Christ, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, I receive my healing. I receive my miracle right now. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. That's what happens sometimes, you know. And people wonder about that church over there. Those people are weird. Sometimes they shake, and sometimes they jump, and sometimes they shout. And they act really wild. Strange group of folks. No, we're just folks that sometimes just stick our believing into the outlet of Christ. A little bit too deep sometimes. Hallelujah. And we get more than just the healing. We get blessed. We get blessed all over. Woo, hallelujah. Oh yeah, glory be to God. That's why he said believers will lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. It's their spiritual laws in operation. This law can be contacted and transmitted through the laying on of hands. Just like electricity can be contacted and transmitted from one to another. Right? It's the same exact thing. Same exact thing. We can have it every time. Hallelujah. It's a guarantee. Aren't you glad God's a guarantee? We're not trying, praise God. Put away your lightning rods, man. Trade them in for a nice extension cord. Plug into Christ. Plug into him. What do you mean? Put your trust in him. Put your trust in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Set your mind on things above, not on things that yield to the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Let's go through this life flying above the circumstances, soaring through all the conditions of life, getting the victory, overcoming in every situation. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say, I'm plugging in to the power of Christ, the law of the Spirit of life. That's the life for me. That's the law for me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, stand on your feet with me.
That concludes this message. For more information about Life of Faith Bible Church or Stephen Fraser Ministries, go to our website at lofbc.org. While you're there, be sure to check out the many other teaching series and books by Stephen Fraser. That website again is lofbc.org. And you can always call 888-542-2555. We trust today's message has encouraged your faith and strengthened your spirit to live the victorious life. And until next time, remember, we always triumph and we always win.